Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 85. Today, Rob asks,
have you ever had problems getting characters started in different locations or situations together?
Well, Rob, no. Whoa, hold on a second. There's a second half to that question. Rob asks,
how do you deal with that when it happens?
I'm sorry about that, Rob. I've just wanted to do that for many, many episodes, and I couldn't resist. All right, so it's a valid question. The whole thing, once again, is,
have you ever had problems getting characters starting in different locations or situations together? How do you deal with that when it happens?
Well, I honestly haven't, and I don't know if it's because I've never had the problem or because I've never really dealt with it. I have had characters do things that screw up my plans for them. It happens all the time. I just had a character who was supposed to go to trial for a criminal act suddenly become useful in a way I hadn't anticipated, and it has completely screwed up my plans for the rest of a 5-book series. I'm in the middle of book 3, and having him on the board is just gonna ruin everything. But it's exactly what the story requires. It's exactly the right thing to happen to this character. And his presence is going to screw up a lot of characters' meeting and timing and all sorts of stuff in this very complex universe that I've got going. So I'm just going to go with it and not worry about it. The things that need to happen in the story will happen somehow, of their own accord. I've done this enough that I have confidence in the process. I know that that's going to happen. If you've got characters that you want to get together, but the situation that you've set up doesn't allow for it, you've got a couple options. One is to throw several chapters out or the entire book and take another run at it. This happens sometimes. The story is what matters, the words don't. And you kind of know you've hit a certain point as a writer when you get halfway through a book and you realize that you screwed something up in chapter 3 that has set your story down to a dead end in chapter 30. And so you just go back and you toss out chapters 3 through 30 and start going again from the end of chapter 2. You may have to do that. Another way to handle it is to let it happen and see where it goes. You may not tell the story you were wanting to tell, but you may wind up telling a better story or a different story that's just as good in the long run. Another thing you can do is you can take a page out of J. Michael Straczynski's book and have other characters do the things that the first characters that aren't cooperating were originally supposed to do. Just introduce new characters to fulfill those plot functions and just make sure you characterize them well and they've got a life of their own and the audience will never know the difference. Those are the three ways I've seen it done and that I've dealt with it, and, you know, it's not as big a problem as it sounds like in the first place. If your characters don't cooperate with you, you're God. You know, you may not be able to control their actions, but you do control the world in which they exist, and you can go create new people to do the job. Or you can be the kind of deistic God that sets the universe running and then sits back and lets it unfold and is surprised by it. That's got its own sort of perverse joy about it. Either way can work, and which way is best may change from story to story, so do experiment with it. And, like I said, if all else fails, you can go back through the manuscript and figure out where you went wrong as a writer, and chop it at that point and start taking it in a different direction. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.